admit it, we all do a lot of online shopping. But when you hit pay, are you paying the right source? Joining us is our consumer expert, Michelle Reinen, with some tips to know whether or not you are on a fake online shopping site. And tell us all about it, Michelle.
Yeah, we've recently heard from a number of consumers that have been making what they think are online purchases from well-known companies, trustworthy companies even, like Sirius XM Radio and Dick's Sporting Goods, only to find out that they've actually given their payment information to a sophisticated scam. We've talked in the past about these copycat websites or imposter lookalike companies that are online, but we're seeing more and more reports of consumers being taken. These websites look nearly identical to a company's real sales platform, and what's happening is you click on those links or you go to that fake website, and you're being impacted by fraud because you think you're at Amazon, Walmart. Even the Green Bay Packers official pro shop had been impacted last fall. And when you go to make your purchase, you've handed over your financial information to the scammer, and you come to find out that your goods will never be received because you weren't at the legitimate website.
So what are some things to look at as you are going ahead and making that payment?
Yeah, it can be difficult to tell that the site you are using is the fake, but you really need to double check that the web address is where you want to be. First of all, it helps to just type it in yourself. But if you've clicked a link, really pay attention to the URL where you've been taken. Look for little differences. Let's just use DadCap, dadcap.wisconsin.gov, versus if someone put a fake dadcap.wigov. Something else, or an Amazon.com versus Amazon.SpringSaleCheckout.com. You know, you might not really notice because it was a spring sale that shouldn't be part of the URL. It's just an imposter setting up a fake to redirect you and hand your personal information like your email, username, and password to them. So be very cautious of these websites. And again, type them in yourself as opposed to using links if you're really looking for that deal.
If after the fact you figure out you gave a fake website your login information, what should you do?
Well, immediately go to the legitimate website and change your password so they can't get at your account information. And also, hopefully you've used a credit card when making that online purchase so you can dispute any charges and notify your credit card company so they can stop payment as well. But from there, you just need to monitor your statements and really analyze what personal information you may have given them so you can be on guard.
And Michelle, finally, if you think you're getting ripped off, give us that consumer protection hotline.
1-800-422-7128.